Hey, no, you got it, you little. Where'd it go, you? Did you eat it? Where'd it go?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I am Micah Martin. Alongside me today is Elijah Hickman and a special guest. Bubba, please introduce yourself.
This is Bubba Kersey.
Yes, it is. The man with the mallards. Anytime that we talk about going and hunting Oklahoma, this is usually the man that we're doing it with. So great to have him on today. The reason we have him on today is we have a little hunt recap. Went out this morning and shot a mess of mallards. So we're gonna kind of recap that.
Yeah. Absolute mess of mallards.
Yeah.
I mean,
No doubt.
it was pretty insane. It was some of the most birds I've seen in the air, besides like a West Texas guided hunt or something like
Right.
that. I mean, there's just, as soon as you could see daylight at all, there were just birds everywhere. And, there's enough mallards flying around that we were passing up on ringnecks
Oh, yeah.
and other stuff, and we didn't even think twice about it. I mean, I did shoot one, but
Yeah,
that was before
early.
I that was yeah, that was like first light before I really knew there was gonna be that many mallards and stuff, and I was like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but that's why you get the bonus duck.
Yeah, that's why you get one extra. I give you one. Yeah. Bubba's, how, I mean, compared to like other years and stuff like that, I mean, have you realistically ever seen anything like that while hunting, or how does that compare to other years?
Well, by far, what we experienced this morning was the best hunt
Yeah.
that we've ever had as far as mallards go.
Yeah.
Typically, we have an extreme amount of wood ducks here,
Yeah.
at times more wood ducks than anything.
Yeah.
But this morning was the morning of the mallard. I mean,
Yes.
that was the most
It
mallards
was.
I've seen in the sky ever since I've been up here. And
Yeah.
I just, we talked. I just think the conditions were perfect.
Yep.
Just everything worked out perfect. And
Yep.
as a hunter, that's all you can ever ask for
Yeah.
is when the stars align like that,
Yeah.
it's a special thing.
Just be out there, that's for sure. Yeah. And I can't say we weren't where they didn't want to be, but they wanted to be in the river. That's where, I mean, 90% of the birds were going to the river, and it was just the where we were sitting, the way we were set up, the river's only, I don't know, maybe 800 yards away, and far enough, but close enough so you
We
see
could see them dumping in
loads of
there.
mallards dumping in there, and it was cool to see. But they've always used that certain pond that we hunted more as a loaf pond, and even so this morning. We were done by 8:30, but that was because, I mean, we only worked three or four big groups and then a couple singles and pairs after that. I mean, it's a 3 man, it's only 15 mallards, so it didn't take long, but it was cool nonetheless to see. And then sitting outside the blind after the hunt, we're all just sitting there taking pictures of ducks, and there's still 100 birds in the air.
Just flying
Just
around,
flying
flying
around,
around.
cupped up. Oh, they see us. Couple pair of flares, and then the rest of them come behind them. And
Get about 10 feet off the water right before they land. They
and they're
notice that
like,
there's three dudes
"Ah,
standing on the
yeah."
bank, and they're like, "Oh, maybe this isn't where we
In
want
a
to go."
four-wheeler and a Polaris. So yeah, it was fun stuff.
It was kind of weird though, because like most of, like you said, the majority of them wanted to go to the river. Some of them, they're like, "No, that's where we're going," and there wasn't anything we could really do about
No,
it. They
yeah.
were coming in, and that's how they were when we were packing up and stuff.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
I guess they changed their mind and were like, "Oh, let's go eat brunch over here, or
Yeah, well, it
whatever."
got to 9 o'clock, and they were like, "All right, let's switch it up a little. We've been eating long enough." So, yeah, it was cool nonetheless. While we're at it, we can go ahead and recap yesterday's hunt. Elijah, you were at work,
I was
unfortunately.
at work.
But yesterday, Bubba and I and one other, we went out to a public lake, and I had scouted this spot, and I seen some pintails. And so, while I'm I'm looking at these pintails scouting, and I shoot Bubba a text, and I'm like, "Hey, you working tomorrow?" And you know, you're like, "No, I just asked your dad if he wants to go to Oklahoma," and I was like, "Okay, well, I'm looking at a bunch of pintail right now, and I know that that bird has been on your list. Had yet to shoot one before tomorrow, right?"
Yeah, that was my first one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fun.
And first hunt on a Texas public hunting.
Yeah.
Lake,
yeah,
at all. Really.
So
that's pretty cool.
I spoiled Bubba.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. So yesterday we ended up shooting. There was five guys hunting. We shot two pintail, and then 19 teal.
19 teal. Yeah.
So 21 ducks. And we could have stayed another hour and probably shot more.
Easy.
Yeah. But it was one of those deals where we're like, we've got 20. Got to pack up. Got a boat ride out. Let's go ahead and call it. And all parties were okay with that. Yesterday we ended up getting beat to the hole though. Yes. There was a couple kids in there before us, and I just kind of got close enough but far enough, killed the motor, and just asked them, or I told them, "Y'all gonna have a good hunt over there?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, you know, we hope so." And I could kind of hear the
doubt
in their voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, "Yeah, you know, we hope so." And I was like, "Well, there's only three of us. You mind if I kind of come together and hunt?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, you know, we don't mind." And come to find out, they didn't scout it, first of all. And when I scouted, I mean, there was quite a few birds in there, especially the pins. And then they were pretty new to duck hunting is kind of what I got out of it, which is always cool. The younger one was telling me the most ducks that they had shot in a hunt this year was 7. And so I had told him, I was like, "Oh, yeah, you know, this morning should probably beat that." And he kind of got a little grin in his eyes. He's like, "You know, you think so?" And I was like, "I bet we shoot about 10, 15 ducks." And he's like, "Oh, that'd be great." And I was in my mind, I was thinking, "Well, I hope we shoot 10 now, but we should shoot 20, 25, somewhere in there." And he was like, "Yo, that'd be awesome." And so I was like, "Oh, man, I hope these birds do it right." And my goodness, it was just like today, yesterday morning, there was a load of birds in the air. And in the decoys too. Just everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, even if we hadn't shot anything, just witnessing what we did.
Seeing that.
Seeing that many birds fly in, it was amazing.
Yeah.
You said those kids were from out of state, right?
Yeah. They moved here? Originally, yeah.
Okay.
I think he said somewhere in California, I think.
Gotcha.
But then, yeah, they moved to this area. Not sure how, why, what, where, when, but
they're here.
This area and picking it up, which is good.
Heck yeah. It's good to see that, like, because we always preach, like, "Oh, if you get beat to the hole, you can ask the people that beat you, like, hey, you mind if we hunt together, whatever?" And it doesn't necessarily work out as much as people would think it does, because, you know, those kids could have been like, "No, I got this spot,
yeah,
you know, whatever." But it's really good to see that it actually does work out, and it's a really good way to, you know, meet new people, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is the first time we've hunted this lake, but this other lake that, oh, I've never hunted that lake, whatever." And it's like, oh, wow.
Bounce ideas off of each other, for sure.
Ideas and spots and, or, you know, just whatever. Because if you hunt with the same people, you know, all the time, then you're going to kind of get stuck in, not a rut, but you kind of do the same things over and over and over again. So you just don't change things up that could make a big difference in your hunt's future.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. This out here though, this is the first weekend that we've seen like, the normal amount of ducks out here, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, we normally have a high volume of ducks.
Yeah.
Throughout the season, you know, just ducks that are just here in general.
Yeah.
You know, the migration seems so late this year.
Yeah.
And it's here now.
Yeah, they're here now, and you know, today's it's Saturday, last day of duck or second to last day of duck season, and you know, life happens. You got stuff going on tomorrow, so it's the last day we can hunt.
Last day.
And they finally showed up.
They showed up. It was a good one to hang our hat on.
It was a good one to hang the hat on, for sure. No doubt about that.
I couldn't let you outdo me after that hunt yesterday.
Right, yeah, you had to show me up.
Yesterday, so come up to southeast Oklahoma with yeah. me. Just had a feeling.
I'd go 15 mallards over a couple pins and a bunch of teal every day, I think. Oh, so yeah. You beat me there for sure, no doubt. We were, yesterday got back to the boat ramp and I just asked, I was like, you planning on hunting anytime? And you were like, I'd like to hunt Oklahoma one more time. And you asked me, what are you doing tomorrow? And I said, well, I'm hunting Oklahoma with you. And he said, okay, yep, that sounds good. It's always a pleasure coming out here, and it's a good environment, good time with you. I wish that Dad could have joined us this weekend, but he's dealing with work stuff and just got back from a pretty long trip. He just got back yesterday, so he had told us, I'd love to go, but I got to sit this one out. I'm beat. So yeah. I hear that. But we got one more day left of the duck season.
Hopefully your waders dry up today so you can wear
them. Oh, yeah, we probably should mention that.
Yeah. I had to be the duck dog today.
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah. Don't get me started on that one. We'll keep this one short and simple. Bo got put back at the house.
Yeah, he got put in timeout.
Yeah, he did. Just not behaving this morning at all whatsoever, which it happens.
I was the man with the waders this morning.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them why, Micah?
Yeah, we will get into that. Yesterday, so the spot we were hunting, there's it's only 3 feet wide, but it drops down from about ankle deep to about waist deep. And it just straight drop. The best I can describe it is just a straight square in the ground. Mm-hmm. It's only 3 feet long. And then obviously running the hole. It's just like a little creek channel.
Yeah.
Well, I'd been going in and out of it a couple times that morning on the right side of the spread. Well, I tried to take some decoys from the left side of the spread and set it on the very right, far edge, just in case. Moving.
Mic just fell. Knock my mic over, why don't you?
We're trying to move them to the very... outer edge on that right side, just in case some birds were going over there, kind of as a wall. Well, I went to get, 4 or 5 decoys, and I found that little channel a lot faster than I thought I would. And I just lost my balance and tried to go to one knee, and then quickly realized, one knee is far too deep. And so then stuck my hand down in the water, tried to get myself up, water in my waders, and then I'd peel my jacket, and luckily Bubba had an extra jacket there, so it wasn't too bad the rest of the morning, but it was a little cold.
Survived.
The water didn't help.
Yeah, you're wearing a freaking tank top underneath.
Yeah, I was. Luckily that stayed dry, because obviously didn't have any arms to it, so, that stayed dry, and kind of saved me there, probably. Yeah. Kept a little bit of body heat in.
You just sent me a Snapchat yesterday morning. I think I was going to work, or I was on my way to, or something. And you just sent a black tank, like a cutoff tank top. And I was like, what's happening here? I was like, it's not that hot outside. Yeah. I was like, and you're like, I took a swim. I was like, I don't recommend it. And I was like, okay. Yeah. All right.
Don't recommend it 2 weeks after a freeze.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still cold. The water's still cold.
I think water temp yesterday when I was reading it on the way out was 37 or 38, and I was surprised it was that warm. But that's still cold.
Yeah.
Still real cold.
Air temp versus water temp is completely different.
Oh, yeah. What really stinks is maybe early season when the water temp's only 45, 50, or even warmer than that, Early season, early season, which is 68.
It's 80.
Yeah.
It's almost boiling.
Yeah. But, November, it's 58, 60.
Yeah, it just doesn't change.
Yeah. And you can dip your hand in that, and it's warm. And then you peel it out. It might be 38 degree morning, 40 degree day. It's actually, that wasn't a good idea.
That is kind of cold.
The water was warm, but the air is not. Yep. So that is just about it for the recap. Bubba, did you have anything else? Anything you want to mention?
No, I just... Thanks for inviting me on your podcast.
Yeah, here. No, this is absolutely. Awesome. Yeah,
this is my first podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So two firsts, first Pintail.
Yeah, first Pintail yesterday. Oh,
no, first teal as well.
That's right.
Oh, really?
I forgot about that. That was my first green wing
teal. Nice. You know, we don't get those birds here in...
No.
Up in Oklahoma for whatever reason.
Well, last time I was here, I shot my first green wing.
That's
teal
right. That's right. Yeah, so I was amazed.
Big full circle moment.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah. So, but and now first podcast.
Yeah.
So this is a
good weekend.
Congratulations on the teal and the pintail. That's
thank
awesome.
You. Those yeah. Are, that pintail is going to cost me some money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going.
It's a good one.
He's going.
It's a good one. Yeah. Well, thank you for having us out.
You're very welcome. Treating us. You're very welcome.
Yes. Magnificent hunt. This is awesome.
Good.
And the next time you guys hear from us will be in like 5 seconds because there will be more to this podcast. So see you on the next half. All righty, and we are back.
Yep.
You heard from us 5 seconds ago. We talked to you 4 days ago.
Yeah,
that was something like that.
Yeah, that was on Saturday, and today is Wednesday. So.
Yes. However you want to math that.
Yeah.
Oh, well... after that little conversation on Saturday, we all packed our stuff up and headed home, and what about the time that I got home? I wasn't feeling great. I don't know what it was. Took the evening pretty easy and woke up on Sunday morning. Went to bed with no hunting plans. Really didn't feel great. Like, felt bad enough to not...
Yeah, because you had texted me Saturday night that said you felt horrible.
Yeah, you might hear a couple of those throughout this podcast. I'm
sorry. I'm going to try to
still
edit.
Still clearing it out.
I'll try to edit some of them out, but...
You're not going
to
get all of
them. I'd have... Yeah, it'd take me days to get all of these, so...
Yeah.
Well, just bear with us, please.
I'll try to turn my mic off.
I appreciate it.
But, yeah, I felt bad enough not to really want to hunt. On Sunday, I mean, the last day, which, if you know anything about me, is probably feeling pretty bad.
Yeah.
When
you said that, I was like, okay, well, I think he's dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
We might need to get him to the hospital.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen those jokes. It's like, oh, the farmer's at the doctor's office? That's crazy. I guess his wife made him come in. It's like, oh, he's here voluntarily? What?
No.
So he's dying.
Yeah. He's terminal.
Yeah. But regardless, Sunday woke up feeling worse. Definitely glad I made that decision to kind of sleep it on in and call my season after that three man. And today is, well, yesterday, me and Maddie, we got up and went and had breakfast over there in Aubrey. There's a good place to eat in Aubrey. And
saw that.
Did that, and
that was the first thing you'd done.
That was the first thing I've done since Saturday.
Since Saturday.
Yeah, and that was Tuesday, and after that, I really didn't, like, I ate, got back home, and was just exhausted, went right back to sleep, right back in bed, was in bed the rest of the day. Yesterday evening, felt a little better, and then this morning, woke up, and I was finally like, I think I can do things throughout the entire day, so... Woke up this morning, truck had a flat tire, had to take care of all that. Had to go grab a trailer, and then got home at like 12, ate some lunch, and I was like, nope, I thought I could make it through the whole day, but I can't. Went and took like a couple hour nap, and then here we are.
Yeah.
So I really haven't done much except be sick and lay in bed.
Man, your life has been so exciting the last couple of days.
I just recapped my entire since Saturday in about 5 minutes, so.
Tried 2.5.
2.5, yeah.
Yeah. So Saturday, I was just headed home, leaving Oklahoma. I was headed home. I was just on the highway, just, you know, southbound and hammered down, and then I forgot Sarah was helping her mom with some stuff, and so I was like, okay. And I ended up talking to Marvin, and he was like, yeah. Oh, so during the hunt on Saturday, my gun decided to almost fall apart.
Discombobulated.
So it actually, so the bolt that holds the receiver to the stock had, like, the nut on it had come a little loose, and so it was a little wobbly. And I had noticed it last weekend when we were out on the lake, and I kind of just forgot about it and whatever. And so we get out there on Saturday, and I'm shooting it, and, like, every single shot, this thing's coming looser and looser and looser. And I'm like, you know, this thing might just fall apart right here, right now. Luckily, it didn't. Got through the hunt, never had an issue with it. I mean, you know, shooting-wise or anything like that. So I called Marvin because I didn't know if he was working on Saturday. And I was like, hey, do you happen to be in town kind of on my way home? I might stop by. I might meet you somewhere and borrow some of your tools so I can fix this thing. And he was like, no, I'm at home. And I was like, dang it. He's like, I mean, you can come by. And I was like, well, if I'm going to do that, I can just go to my parents' house because I just didn't have any tools with me. And he was like, yeah, well, he's like, I mean, if you want to come by here, I also have about 18 birds that need to be cleaned. They'd been gifted some birds to be cleaned, and, you know, eaten or whatever. And so I was like, okay, so I'll come by and we'll do that and then fix my gun. So we go over there and we get the birds clean, and then we get my gun fixed after forever. It felt like I couldn't find a screwdriver. So, like, my buttstock, mm-hmm. like the pad, it's got two screws in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't keep enough tension on them to where they were really going to turn the screws or whatever. Well, what happened was I finally started to get it out. I got one of them out. And I realized that the grooves in the head of the screw were just full of, like, little rubber, like, from the buttstock.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why it wasn't actually stripping the screw out. It just kept, it felt like it was turning like that.
Yeah.
Because of the rubber. And so finally got it figured out and got a socket on it and everything, and got it all tightened up and everything, and it's good to go. And I was really, because me and Sarah were supposed to hunt on Sunday, just because she's been wanting to go and hasn't been able to happen yet, or haven't made it happen yet. And so we were supposed to go on Sunday, and she got that gun for me as a wedding gift. And so with the intentions of whenever we're hunting together, she shoots that gun. So yeah. I was like, I really don't want the first time she's able to use this gun,
It's all
janky or doesn't work or whatever. And so I was like, I gotta get this thing fixed. Well, it turns out me and Marvin went and ran some errands and did some other things that just had to be done. And it was starting to get late. And I was like, man, we were about to go do something that Marvin needed to be done. And I was like, hey, would you, I really need to go check on the ponds at the farm. I was like, you want to run with me to do that? And then we can come back and do that, like, your stuff. Cause his stuff didn't require daylight. So we went out there and did that. And that took longer than it should have. While we were out there, we went ahead and got the four wheeler started and stuff like that. And just cause it was so muddy, I knew there was no way to get the truck back there. And later on I talked to Sarah, and she was like, yeah, she's like, I don't know, I'm just don't really feel like it and this and that. And I was like, okay, well, fine. And so me and Marvin ended up hunting on Saturday or on Sunday morning, and it was good. We shot five. We had a really bad wind. But luckily there was almost no wind. Well, especially down on, like, water level, because it's surrounded by trees. And so once they get down below the trees, there's, like, no wind.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't play a huge factor, especially because where they were landing, we could basically shoot across. And so it didn't play a huge factor, but it was a little annoying them, you know, landing away from us and stuff. And we shot five, four,
four gadwalls and then three, I'm sorry, three gadwalls and two ringnecks or bluebills or whatever. And then we went ahead and jumped the other two ponds, and one of the ponds didn't have anything on it, which was very surprising because that's one of the ponds that we hunt most of the time. And we went and jumped this little bitty back pond, and the way I approached it, it, you know, I figured it'd be a good way to approach it. Well, I'd forgotten like how thin those trees are, and so the birds could just see us. And I was like, crap. And they flew off before we could even get anywhere close to them. So I was like, dang it. So we didn't get to capitalize on that. There was two on there, two gadwalls on there. And we walk back to the blind, we walk across the dam, and we're standing, our blind's between these two cedar trees, and then there's like two big oak trees basically behind them. And so we're kind of in a little tunnel, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And the blind's up by the water, and we're standing probably 15, 20 feet behind it. And we're talking about something. Oh, Marvin was shooting a 28 gauge over under that day. And so we were talking about it, just looking at him, just, you know, and out of nowhere, this, this hen gadwall just drops from above our frame of view, just drops down to the water, just like splash. And I was just like, Marvin, Marvin. And he was like, what? And I was like, Marvin. He just wasn't.
Shoot it.
I guess he didn't see it or see what it, the deal was. I mean, but he ended up seeing it, and we ended up, he shot it. He shot it twice with the 28. I shot it with my 20, and then he also had his 12 gauge there just in case something happens with his, because he never really shot the 28 before.
Mm-hmm.
And so shot the 28 twice, my gun once. I shot the 28 twice, and then he shot his 12 gauge twice, and then I shot the 28 at it twice again. So the reason I shot the 28 gauge twice was because I would pull the trigger and they would both go off. Both barrels would fire.
Is that good?
Is that good? So for whatever reasons, we never really figured it out. I don't know if I was just kind of because of how it was bumping against my shoulder or what the deal was, but the gun seems to be in working order. Like it doesn't do it every time, but it ended up being a pretty expensive bird, but that got us that was our sixth bird. And so that was our one man limit. So that was pretty much it. I mean, we could have stayed for, you know, all day and maybe scratched out two, maybe three more, but it was just time to go ahead and get packed up. But because we had no wind and I did not think about it ahead of time, I had to go back to the house and get a kayak. And so I was going and picking up the birds and picking up, and I was like, well, I'm already in the kayak, I'll just pick up the decoys. Well, in the process of picking up the decoys in the kayak, I had picked up almost all of them. I had probably 9 out of the 12 picked up. And I was working my way back, like right in front of the blind, to the last three decoys. And all of a sudden, I'm like paddling, you know, and I just kind of stop paddling. And I start moving backwards. And I'm like, what's happening here? And I'm like, I guess one of the rigs is hung on something. So I'm yanking on it, whatever. Those things are hung. Like they're, like I could pull, like when I pull up on the rig, and there's multiple of them, I'd pull up on the rig and the kayak would tip.
Oh my
God. It was like he's doing concrete. So I'm like, ah, crap. So I unclipped from the ones that were, I think it was six or seven of the decoys were just hung. And so I'm like, dang. And so I ended up walking out in there, which I could reach. I just couldn't reach the birds out in the pond. That's why I was in the kayak. And so I'm down there. Or I, you know, walk back out to him, and I'm using my foot, and I can kick one or two loose, but there's like three, maybe four of them that are just not, I cannot get out. And so I was like, man, if I have to go under to get these decoys out of here, and they're the dive bomb rigs, and so they almost have like prongs on the top of them. And so I'm like, dang it. And so I end up, it was some kind of log or tree or whatever it was. I ended up basically pulling it up just enough by the rig that I could just kind of wiggle them just right and they'd pop out. And so I had to do that 3 or 4 times or whatever, but ended up getting all of them out. So that was super nice. And then let's see, on Sunday. So after that, we, you know, cleaned our birds and all that good stuff. And then, me and my dad ended up going up to, my aunt and uncle's, farm, ranch, whatever you want to call it, property, up north of us. So we went up there. They're having a beaver problem. And so they have recruited me and my buddies to redneck these beavers away. So I was basically going out there just to scout stuff out and just kind of get a lay of the land in general, but also, you know, kind of see what I'm in for. So, I have never dealt with beavers, nor has really anybody I've ever talked to. So if you have any tips on beavers.
Killed one last year.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Lindsay and Jason's.
Oh, yeah.
Snipe that thing with a suppressed 223.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I shot one with a bow fishing bow. So, I mean, I know people who've killed them, but, like, not that, you know, they happen to be swimming by or whatever. It wasn't a, like,
yeah,
it
that's
wasn't
how
a,
I had to kill it. I just waited for about 30 minutes till they started swimming.
Yeah. I mean, that may just be the way to do
it. Them off.
And this is on, like, a big pond. It's, like, 15 acres or so.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's towards where the creek runs into the pond, but it's not, that their dam's not holding water.
Right.
Like, up, if that makes sense. It's just kind of out in the middle of almost like a slough area. So, besides literally just sitting there and waiting for them, I don't have a better plan. The only thing else I've heard is basically mess up the side of their dam. And so that way when they do come out in the evening, they're going to come out and like start working on it, and then you can just shoot them there. Besides that, just trapping. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to get up there this weekend, but I'm hoping maybe next weekend and get up there. So, but that's going to be kind of an ongoing thing. And there's actually becoming beaver problems at one of their other ponds on the other side of the property. So, who knows?
That beavers are migrating.
Yeah, something. So, that's going to be a running thread on this show for I don't know how long. Hopefully a while, because it gives us something to do over the summer and stuff. But also, hopefully, not too long.
Yeah. But,
the beaver situation. So, Sunday, I didn't get to watch any of the Ravens 49ers or the Ravens Chiefs game. I was driving back. I don't remember what our pick'em was. Me and Sarah had the same one, and you and Marvin had the same one. So we're all tied at 1 point. So we're all tied at 4 points.
I thought I was the only one who picked I thought all y'all picked KC to win.
No, Marv.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all y'all picked KC to win.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Because I went to the restroom and I came back because I didn't hear Marvin's pick and I looked down at the paper and my name was the only name on the Ravens. So y'all
gotcha.
Beat me.
Okay. Well, since we don't. since the Super Bowl isn't this weekend,
yeah,
we'll go ahead and we'll just wait and do our pick'em next weekend.
Yeah.
Because I think Marvin's busy, so we'll give him a call next week or next episode and stuff, and do the pick'em jazz and all. And I don't have my paper with me right now, so
right,
yeah, get all that squared away. That's but good. Yeah, I got to watch the 49ers Lions game.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic first half.
Yeah,
the second half was fantastic. If you're a 49ers fan,
guy, yeah,
so. it was just, it was really rough for the cats.
Yeah. No doubt about that. I'm sad that duck season's gone.
Yeah.
Say the least.
No kidding.
Sad it's gone. Happy it was here. Happy it, oh my gosh. I mean, I think we've said this before on the podcast, and I'll say it again. The 23-24 season was my best season year to date.
100%.
I didn't have, neither did you, anybody really growing up that was in, day out with me, showing me how to duck hunt, all this good stuff. So it's been the past, what, 5-6 years of just kind of like figuring it out myself. YouTube's a big help. Yeah. But like this year it was, it had all came together, and I was like, you know, just looking back at the end of the season, I've had, you know, three or four days in bed now to just really look back and reflect and just on how grateful I am and how great this season really was. I mean, I posted on Facebook, like, I think it was like 17 or 20 different, like, either pile pictures or videos. And, yeah, some are the same, but, like, that's not bad for a guy who's really only hunting, like, every weekend. Yeah. Like, I'm scouting more than that for sure, but realistically, I'm only hunting maybe usually once every weekend, especially for the first, like, month and a half there, midway through December, I was only hunting one day a week.
Yeah.
But Saturday, you know? And then, so, I mean, just the amount of birds and not only birds, it's not all about that, but, you know, good conversation. And I met, this year I hunted with like 3 or 4 new people I've never hunted with before. And it was good to meet new people and all that fun stuff.
Well, so, all those Arkansas guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's 4 right there, I guess. Yeah. And then, yeah, the Arkansas deal, that's something I've never done before. Kind of stepping out of the comfort zone and just sending it up there. And now I've got a good bead on some property in Arkansas. I wish, yeah, Arkansas was open till today.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wish that I would have not been sick and kind of known ahead of time, because I'd have probably went and hunted these last 3 days of season, because I know some people up there did extremely well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like here, birds were finally down in mass numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wish I would have taken advantage of that, but it's all good. It'll be there next year.
Yep.
Hopefully
I can tag along next year. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, hopefully next year I go more than once. I think I'm planning on just buying the whole year license next year. And realistically, like, even if it's just you and one other or two others, well, it's only like 2 or 3 tanks of gas, like 6-7 tanks of gas total. For a weekend trip, you know, there's, for me, that's only $200-$250. Find a hotel somewhere that you can all stay in, that's only $100.
Yeah.
It's like, it's relatively cheap for a great experience. You can do it 2 or 3 times throughout a season and hunt Arkansas. And, you know, the more you hunt it, just like here, the more you hunt it up there, the more you get used to it and learning everything. And so that's one thing I do want to do more. But extremely, extremely grateful for the opportunities that I've had this season. Can't complain about it at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this,
I think we were talking about this. I don't think I got skunked this year. I don't think there was one hunt where I ever went out and was like, oh, didn't shoot anything.
No, I don't think there was. I did have one last week. Weekend before last, my sister's. But yeah, this season was wild. It's really weird to think about the fact that it's over. It feels like it just started, really.
Yeah, always does, I feel like.
So, I mean, I don't know, it just flew by, but it was pretty great. Not a lot of complaints except for wish I hunted more. That's about it. You know, and I say that every year, but at the same time, I'm so excited to sleep in on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's it was a fantastic season, and I'm looking forward to next year, and looking forward to shooting some beavers and coyotes and turkeys.
Yeah, shout out you. My boss texted me a couple days ago. He's like, "Hey, you know, if you're feeling better by Thursday, I want to go out to the lease. I need to set up a couple feeders, a couple cameras, and then a couple more feeders, a couple more cameras."
Right.
From last time, and he was like, "Yeah, I want to do some coyote calling." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, you know." He's like, "Do you have a coyote call?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, I have a crummy one, but I'll see what I can do." And you pulled through. I meant to text you to bring it, and then I told you about it when you're here. And you're like, "Oh, I got it in my truck." I was like,
"Yeah, just happened to have it in the truck."
So yeah, that's clutch. So hopefully next week we're talking about a couple coyote kills.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. Pretty cool.
They've got, you know, all the super nice thermals, so hunting won't be an issue. Seeing them won't be an issue. It's just getting them to work, getting them to cooperate. And they haven't called for coyotes out there in, I think Finn was saying, like 3 or 4 years. So it's like relatively low pressure.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of cows, plenty of stuff around. So I'm hoping it's a decent little. I mean, yeah. If we call like 3 or 4 coyotes in, I'll be crazy excited. Crazy excited.
Yeah, that could get pretty juicy.
Yeah, I hope it does.
We on Monday, I had kind of forgotten that we had already made, me and Sarah had already had plans on Monday. I was kind of hoping to, you know, first day of not duck season, I was really hoping to just like go home, take a shower, and just kind of do nothing. And then I remembered that it was Sarah's dad's birthday, and so we were going to dinner. I was like, "Oh crap!" So I just forgot about that. But we went to Bob's, and that was absolutely amazing.
That's always a good time. I like Bob's a lot.
It was really good. And then
what'd you end up getting?
The New York strip.
Strip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a bad option there.
No, he got the.
The carrot's so good.
I'll go
for the carrot.
They're good.
I mean, literally. Like, I'll go for the carrot.
Yeah, it was funny because I was like, good Lord, because I'd never been there.
Oh, really?
And so I was like, what is
this? What is that?
Giant carrot.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, this is what we're working with today. Yeah. And I took a bite of it.
Fantastic.
Oh, it was really good. And I was like, wow, this tastes exactly like my great-grandmother's, you know, she did them with, like, baby carrots, but it's the same thing.
It's a giant carrot.
Oh yeah, it's bigger than a stick of dynamite.
Yeah, the best thing I can compare it to is like, I don't know, Gatorade bottle.
Just about, yeah.
Almost.
I mean, it's probably the size of a Red Bull.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's even probably, better. That's a better one.
It's probably a little smaller than a Red Bull, but it's, you know, that's huge as far as carrots go.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had that, and then yesterday. So last Thursday, right after we recorded, I finally went and picked up the checks and got them to my father-in-law and stuff, and brought home the new truck, and so got all that straightened out. And so on Tuesday, when I finally had time to do it, I was moving everything out of the truck I've been driving into the new truck and stuff like that, so I can take it back and give it back to my parents. And I was working on that, my plan was I was going to go home, start moving everything over, you know, whatever, and then I was going to take it home to him. Well, I get home from work and I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, engine's kind of, and this truck has a bunch of engine problems, whatever. And I was like, man, it sounds like it's making a funny noise. So I pop the hood, I look in there and I look at the fan, like the big fan on the front, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like there's like a leaf or something stuck in there. And I'm like, okay, well, I will, you know, I'll kill it and pull this leaf out of there and, you know, move on. Well, I killed it and I looked in there and Mike is seeing the picture now.
Oh my gosh.
My.
That has a leaf.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it. It's my serpentine belt is half the size it should be. It. it absolutely shredded my serpentine belt, half of it, and it got all wrapped up. It looks like Sour Punch straws.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of half the belt looks like Sour Punch straws.
You just pretty much a silly string in there. Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, great. So it's my dad's truck, so I went ahead and called him just to see if he'd ever done it before, if it's going to be a huge pain in the butt, stuff like that. I've never done one, and so I didn't know if it's like, oh, I can just do it here, or I'm going to need help or whatever. So I end up going by O'Reilly's and getting one and limping it out to my grandma's house, and we went ahead and took care of it. It was a little bit of a struggle here and there just because we needed a certain size breaker bar and this and that. And we finally got it done, but it was a little bit of a fiasco there for a minute. But we got it done, and then I got home at like 10 o'clock. And on my way home, I was like, man, I'm hungry. But I was like, I don't know if I want to stop and get like McDonald's or something, or if I probably shouldn't, but I kind of want to. It sounds good.
Right.
I was like, I definitely shouldn't.
Salty.
Yeah, I was like, I definitely shouldn't, though. And I called Sarah. I'm like, are you hungry? She's like, no. I'm like, well, what would you have for dinner? She's like, I had the rest of my Bob's. And I was like, okay, never mind. I'm having Bob's for dinner. So I went home and probably disrespected it a little bit, but I threw it in the microwave, and it was delicious. It was one of the even straight out of the microwave, oh, yeah. It was one of the better steaks I've had in my life.
Yeah.
No, the next day, heated up. So that was Tuesday. Dealt with a serpentine belt and had some more Bob steak. And then today, I met a guy on Facebook to sell a couple things that I was getting rid of and I needed out of my way on my way here. And now we're here. So that was...
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. But
yep, yep.
It was good. What do you have going on this weekend?
Just that, coyote hunt, and then I got to go figure out what we're wearing, and then within the next week or two, I'll get you all together for the wedding. And I was going to probably need to do this sooner, but then I got to thinking, I was like, we're only renting one thing, and that is the coat.
Okay.
So, it won't be too bad.
Yeah,
it won't be too late at all. Everything else we'll just buy.
Good deal.
And then I think that's about all I have planned. I know Finn was wanting to golf. He's wanting to golf on Sunday, and Sunday's the day that we have to go do all that stuff because Maddie's off.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah.
I did run that little turkey hunt on my wedding morning. I ran that by Maddie.
Yeah.
And she wasn't against it.
That probably... What?
Yeah, no.
Huh.
Yeah, she was like, hey, if you can be back by 10 o'clock. She was like, I'm all
for it. Be at the venue by 10?
No, just like back here in Denton by 10 o'clock. I said, oh, that's more than manageable.
Oh, yeah, that's not too difficult.
No.
Because it's...
It's only hour 15 to the gate, and so I mean if we let's say
we just gotta leave there by 9,
shooting light 7. I mean it's,
I mean yeah, we're very only easy to get
it within done within yeah. an hour, but that would be pretty sweet.
That would be pretty.
That'd
cool.
That'd be a cool picture.
That'd be
a cool picture.
The only, I'm not gonna lie, it'd be really cool to go up there, and just so we're clarifying. It is youth weekend in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah. We are not a youth, but Micah's little brother is a youth. And so the game plan is basically get him on a bird the morning of the
morning
wedding.
Morning of the wedding, yeah.
Which, hey, man, I'd be down.
Yeah.
The only thing, Sarah's going to be mad. She's got to drive over here by herself. But, I mean, she probably would. Anyways.
She'd have to anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all are staying over here that night before.
But... Yeah. Let me. I'm not going to lie. It'd be pretty badass to have to have like all of us like dressed up and that turkey all fanned out in front of us. That'd be pretty pimp.
That'd be pretty sweet.
The only problem with that though is, I guess it depends. Like if we're getting ready here and then going to the venue, then that wouldn't be a problem at all. But if we're getting ready at the venue, then it's like, now what do we do with the bird? Because it's like, I mean, you know, somebody's going to have to get like undressed to clean that bird. Or we could just like, I guess we could just like throw it in a cooler.
That'd be a sweet picture, but I wouldn't even go that far. I'd just, you know, take a video morning of my wedding and we're shooting turkeys.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, it'd be pretty fun. So we'll see. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, nah, so be it.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about it. I just thought it was funny that Maddie was like, hey, as long as you're back here by 10, I really don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's fair.
We'll see how crazy or what goes on the
night before,
I guess.
And that's the other thing is, like, you know, it just depends on what, you know, what has to be done the day of and what your responsibilities are basically going to be.
Shouldn't be anything.
Right, but
should.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It should, but you know, things happen.
Yep.
But no, I'm excited for it. I gotta go get I gotta go get a new suit for Sarah's brother's getting married in first weekend in March, so I gotta get a new suit for that just because, well, I got fat since my wedding and also the suit I bought the suit that I rented for my wedding and that was a terrible idea. I should have bought a suit and, like, got it tailored and stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So, it was just kind of a cheaper suit, and it doesn't fit me super well. But whatever.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. But, yeah.
All good, all good. What do you got this weekend?
Beaver? Maybe. Maybe try to get a beaver. Everything's kind of up in the air except for Sunday. We have a buddy's engagement party. A buddy of mine, well, it's Sarah's friend from college, and, like, I'm friends with him on Sunday. And
is
then,
he from here?
Yeah.
That's good.
And then, ironically, he texted me last night. He was like, what are you doing on Saturday? And I was like, I don't think anything. He's like, okay, cool. And then this morning, he's like, okay, cool. He's like, me and a buddy are going to golf. He's like, if you want to tag along. And I was like, well, all right, cool. So... the forecast is a little spotty for Saturday morning, so we'll have to kind of wait and see that one out, but might be golfing Saturday morning. That'd be fun.
That's one thing I've wanted to do all week.
Yeah.
Just golf, and I just can't get up and do it. I've just been feeling like crud. Crud, crud, crud.
Yep.
I might see if somebody around here has something like first thing in the morning, like 8:30, that little 9-hole across the way at something early in the morning. That might be doable.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
We're planning on leaving at like 12.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying now. Yeah. Yeah, you just don't want to wear yourself out too bad.
Right. That's the problem too.
Because it's like you can golf any day.
Yeah.
You can golf on Friday.
Yeah, we're staying the night there.
Oh, well, you golf on Saturday. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like you could golf any other day. Golf
on Saturday.
So... just don't wear yourself out, and then you can't participate in the lease activities. Killing. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, like, yeah. I feel like we're skimming over something and had something else to talk about or something like that, but I...
got all off season to talk about it.
You know, something funny I'll go ahead and... talk about while we were on it. So right there where my thumb is, that charge on my credit card.
Oh yeah.
So leaving Oklahoma on Saturday, I was like, man, I need some gas. I got on Gas Buddy. And the cheapest was, you know, it wasn't out of the way, but it was, you know, down the road a little bit, and I just wouldn't pay attention. I passed it, and I was like, ah, crap. And I was like, well, this is cheaper than most of the stuff between here and the house. Or this next place is going to be the cheapest between here and when I run out of gas. Mm-hmm. So we'll just stop here. So I pull in, and it's just like kind of an old school, like two pumps, you know, pump on each, four pumps total, I guess. And, you know, I pull up, it's, they're old school ones where you gotta like flip up the lever and everything. Yeah. And I, what I didn't realize, I knew it was kind of a truck stop style because it had like one of the pumps only had diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this giant DEF tank in between them. And so I didn't even really think anything of it. And I was like, you know, that makes sense, kind of why their gas is cheaper or whatever. And there was a couple of semis kind of in the, not really a parking lot, but on the side over there. And what I didn't realize is that was a semi or 18-wheeler repair shop that also had gas pumps. And so I threw my credit card in there. And I've got a, like, I get a notification every time it, you know, I charge something to it. And you know how some, or a lot of gas stations will, you know, they'll hold a dollar or $100 or $150 even. So what that is they can set that at whatever amount, and it's just wherever their pump's going to kick off at, basically. Yeah. Well, not thinking about it being a semi gas pump, it held on to $999 from me. And I saw that, and I was like, I just glanced at it on my watch, and I was like, yeah, it's this. And then I was like, wait a second, what? It really threw me off.
Yeah.
But I was just like, good Lord. I've never seen that happen before.
No, not that.
And so I was like, well, good thing I just paid this bucko off two days ago. But it's all good. Just kind of
scared you.
Yeah, I was just like, wait a minute, what? Yeah. But I was I only used 45 of that $1,000, so could I have the rest back, please? Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt.
But
that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all I had. I've just been sick, so hopefully I got something to talk about next weekend.
Yeah.
Next week. About all you got?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm ready for some downtime.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
I mean, I know that's not exactly going to happen.
Never does,
you know, but I am ready to not have alarms going off at 2-3 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. I'm ready to you know, not really have to worry about what I'm doing Friday night because I got to get up on Saturday, like the dumb little hassles of duck season. I'm excited they're gone, but the actual duck hunting I'm sad about. I don't know. It also hasn't really kicked in for me, just because I haven't slowed down whatsoever. Like, this week hasn't felt like different than any other week for me. Just because I've been going, and you know, doesn't look like it's gonna slow down.
Yeah.
Today, so.
Yep, I might try to go fishing.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Fishing here real soon.
I'm trying to go find some crappie. Doggy.
I saw somebody catching them on Roberts in like 10 foot of water on those trees, and I was like, I might have to join you.
Speaking of which, do you know anything about hooking up like a sonar? Like a fish finder?
Yeah.
If I brought you that Garmin I bought for my boat, you put it on?
Yeah.
Or help me put it on?
What are you going to get? We'll talk about this off air.
All right. Good deal.
All righty. Well, that's about all we have. So we appreciate everybody listening, and we will chirp at y'all later. Adios.
Peace.